Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the one and only Pro Wrestling Interviews for April the 18th and beyond 2021. This is Dr. John Stamey. So glad to be here with you tonight. We've got a jam-packed show. We've got some of the greatest wrestlers in history that are here tonight with us as we have a great interview. I want to turn this show over to the man, the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina. I don't know what that means. But the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, the one and only, the amazing Velvet. Velvet, how are you doing tonight?
Don't laugh, Johnny. I hear you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Andrew will be proud of that burp.
Hey, listen. Somebody's blowing smoke. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway.
That was a hell of an introduction.
Who's
I know
right?
It's a hell of an introduction. So I want to welcome everybody here tonight. We have a cast of clowns. We have a cast of crazy and a cast of everything else in between. I'm going to start off with our guest real quick and introduce him. Our guest tonight is none other than Juggalo Johnny Blaze. He is from Pennsylvania originally, and he's going to talk to us in a second about wrestling, but I'm going to go ahead and introduce everybody else. We have the Queen of Mean. No, she's really nice. We have NWA Hall of Famer and Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer Susan Tex Green with us tonight. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing good. Amazing. How are you?
I am amazing. Thank you. Okay. We also have from North Carolina. Hopefully, it's doing well up there. Two people from North Carolina. We'll start with the Maestro Papa Stro. How are you, sir?
Oh, great, brother. I'm reiterate what Susan said. You're amazing. Great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Be careful. Hey, don't
try not to blush now. Try not to blush.
I know, right? My head's going to pop. All right. And another guy from North Carolina. He's everywhere under the sun in North Carolina and in Indianapolis. Or, excuse me, Indiana. We have Todd Saxton. How are you tonight, Todd?
I'm outstanding, the supernatural, ecstatic, and humbled to be here. Happy Sunday,
awesome.
People.
Yes, awesome. And we have the one and only professor of wrestling, Professor Steve Logan. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Interested in tonight's guest.
Cool. As we all are. And last but not least, the greatest tag team partner a guy could ever have, the one and only Tommy Feathers. Tommy, how are you this evening?
Thank you. I'm going back to my first question. Who was blowing smoke? I don't know smoke. Who is he?
Wow.
I'm going to be crazy tonight. I already did. Oh, God. All right. So we're going to start off with the always everybody asks this, but I want you to give your greatest rendition of this. How did you get hooked on wrestling, Juggalo Johnny Blaze? When was your first, like, real moment that you said, this is what I want to do, I want to get into this, and how'd that start for you? It's all about you. Go for it.
I mean, honestly, it was probably when Hogan slammed Andre.
Yeah. Great moment, man.
Like, I was a little kid, and I'm watching this crazy stuff on TV, and that's probably the moment when I was like, I want to do this forever.
Right. And that's a great memory because, you know what, to be honest with you, all of us here have had so many, and it's probably hard to put a thumbprint on that, and that's a good thumbprint.
And I remember the first show my dad took me to, it was at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, and I watched Randy Savage and Adrian Adonis.
Oh, nice.
And that's what I really knew. That's what I wanted to do.
Well, the all-time best, man. Adrian Adonis.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Times have changed.
Awesome.
That's why wrestling was
I grew
good.
Up watching Amazing Velvet, by the way. that hooked me ever since.
Well, that comes way down in the story.
Yes, right. Yes, it does. So, so like so how did you get started in the Philadelphia area?
I was backyard wrestling just like a lot of kids back in the late to mid 90s.
Right.
And we were doing tape trading and we were recording all our shows, and our tapes got into this gentleman, Ed Zahn, who worked for ECW, and he liked what we were doing and approached us with an idea and hooked us up with a wrestling school, and the rest is history.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
And you said there was quite a few people that came out of where you trained at. Who all came out of where you trained at?
It was the dungeon, Dio's Dungeon, in Reading, PA, and that's where Steve Carino trained, the Cremator. Right, there was a lot of guys back in the day who used to do job matches. Yeah.
That's a cool class, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
For sure.
So tell us about what you were talking about in the green room. You were talking about at a show, and we'll segue into that with Papa Stroh's story about being managed. So what was that show y'all were talking about?
Probably JCW, the Gathering of the Juggalos. I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Yes.
they used to have tryouts every year, and I'd go every year and win the tryouts. So they would put me on the show, and it was just crazy. Crazy. I don't know if anybody knows who Juggalos are, but they're crazy people.
He ain't lying, brother. He ain't lying. Oh, man.
Yeah, they actually booked me on a whole tour for like 6 months, and so I was everywhere with them. Yeah, doing crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's good. That's good.
And he survived. That says a lot.
Right?
Hey, I'm a juggalo. We never die.
That's it,
right,
baby.
You're right.
Clown love.
So what brought you down to South Carolina, and what did you do when you got to South Carolina?
Okay. Well, in the Northeast here, wrestling was so big in the late 90s, like, it was hard to get booked on shows because everybody and their mother wanted to be a worker. And so
we know that feeling.
So I met some people on web TV. That's how old this is. Web TV.
Wow. Web TV. Yes.
And they hooked me up with Jay Eagle. So I moved down like on a Wednesday, like on a whim, and just started working down there.
Is that where we first worked together at?
Maybe.
Yes, it was. All right. No. Hang on, Tommy.
No, I know. That's Tommy Feathers talking right there.
Yes.
I know that's exactly where I met you guys.
Eagle, okay, cool. Jay's a great man.
Johnny, what was your first impression? You got to tell everybody what you said before.
Okay, I think Eagle was having a tag tournament of some kind. And I don't really know who I was tagging with, but we worked you guys. And I had no idea who you were, what you did. But I do know about halfway through the match, old Mr. Tommy Feathers right there kissed me right on the mouth.
Yeah, and you enjoyed it. You used tongue. Don't lie about it. We'll put it out.
It freaked me out. I kind of liked it, but it freaked me out a little bit.
Now that's love right there. That's love right there.
I do remember you freezing up and looking around going, what just...
No idea what was going on.
No.
Hey,
I'm
going to give you the best advice I can give any worker in the business. If you can work a worker, you've done it for tonight. You know?
You've been to that.
Definitely worked that night.
Listen. The funny thing that that Juggalo Johnny Blaze told me beforehand was, he goes, I didn't know what y'all's gimmick was. I didn't know. We got thrown out there. We come out and we saw you, and then we went, uh oh.
There's definitely something I'll never forget. I'll put it that way.
But I have to say, in the months ensuing after that of being there, we all had a good feud, and you and I had a good feud, and we had some good matches.
Oh yeah.
And we had some great matches, you know, and I remember Jay going, man, y'all done stole the show.
Give them boys a pickle.
Get a pickle. You don't get that shit no more, a hot dog or a pickle.
Yes.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. But,
cancel culture.
Right?
Cancel.
Yeah, you couldn't get away with that nowadays.
Oh, no. No, you couldn't say half the things we said back in the locker room.
Yes.
Holy cow. Oh, the stuff that was flying in that locker room, holy cow.
we always got them scared when me and Velvet went in the locker room. Let me tell you, we had them, everybody shaking in their damn boots.
Viper, what was that dude's name? Viper's tag team partner was very much petrified of gay people. And when we got dressed up, he would go to the other side of the locker room and go, get the hell away from me. He laughed so hard. We'd walk in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, and we'd, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? We disappear and come back dressed up. He ran. It's freaking great. It's awesome.
Hey.
How we did it. But, so Johnny, I have a really good question for you. So being that you made friends down in the Carolinas and you ran into a couple other people and this and that, who did you really have good chemistry with in the Carolinas that you said, man, I enjoyed this thoroughly and I had great matches with?
I mean, there was probably a couple guys. I think first on the list would be Josh Magnum.
Absolutely.
We meshed really good together. And I would say the other one is Xavier Knight. I don't know if anybody remembers
Xavier
him.
Xavier Knight's a good guy.
Xavier, yeah, okay.
I had a 20-minute draw match with him in Columbia. It was awesome. Yeah, he's good. He's good, people, and he can work.
Yeah, both of them are incredible talents. Like,
absolutely.
So it was an easy night. When I looked at the booking sheet and I was working them, I was like, okay, it's an easy night.
Yeah.
Oh. Aren't those great?
When you can work.
I love nights like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
When you know the person you're working, you know the style, you know, and you just really don't have to really put a lot of thought into it. You can just go and do it and do your craft.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we got to the point where we didn't plan anything. We're just like, let's go out there and do it. Who's going over? You're going over? Okay, cool. Let's go.
Right. And that's like our locker room. When I run a show, it's pretty much, just go over, work it out. I don't care.
Yeah.
Try not to give away the business. No, that's okay. We're all good.
I'll stay in the back.
Listen, cancer culture will get us. Cancer culture will get us for that one. What are y'all talking about? Anyway. But, so Papa Stro, do you want to add to your Juggalo moment there, sir, with Mr. Juggalo Johnny Blaze?
Oh yeah, I was so happy when I heard Johnny Blaze could be on the night, a fellow Juggalo man. Final J used to manage me back in the Indies years ago, doing my Gorgeous George the Third days, right? Years later, we're in WCW. We're sitting in the locker room together across from him and Shaggy, and we did like a Dude, Where's My Car scene. Where the light bulbs come on all of our heads. It's like, dude! You know what I mean? All three of us pointed to each other at the same time. And we were talking about the first gathering I went to, and I kid you not, they're having some kind of like Halloween party or something, right? And these little kids were dressed like little Juggalos, and they're chasing a kid dressed like Eminem, and they had these plastic bats, and they're like beating on this kid saying, Slim Anus, Slim Anus. And I was like dying. I had tears in my eyes, man. That was great. I saw Gypsy Joe one time at a gathering, right? He had a match, And you guys remember Gypsy Joe, right?
He's like
the oldest wrestler of all time. Yeah. God rest his soul. But he had a match at a JCW event, right? And the finish, I kid you not, the finish was he making this comeback, and the guy he was wrestling had a tranquilizer. He gives him a shot. He kills over.
Please tell me that was in Ohio, because I think I was there.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. I was like, what a finish, man. That's wild.
Wow.
That's funny. Good Lord.
I miss old days.
Violent J or Shaggy, they're good people, and they really care about the wrestling business, like a lot.
Oh, they're
and
awesome.
I give them nothing
but respect.
So funny.
Oh, my God. Their sense of
humor,
right?
They never forgot where they came from, and that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
much
awesome
love,
too,
man.
Yes. You know what? In today's, you can talk about this, Johnny. Today's wrestling is, I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore. Some of it,
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really watch wrestling anymore.
I know you
don't.
I know you don't. I know you don't. I know, you know, and I understand that. If the people don't understand why you don't watch it, and but you will talk to your friends and your buddies and your family like us. You'll do that.
Yeah.
A lot of these people don't know why, what happened to you. Like, this group probably doesn't know what happened to Juggalo Johnny Blaze and why you're out of the business. Is that okay to a fair question to ask you?
I mean, sure. I mean, I broke my neck like that. That was it. And I enjoy walking more than wrestling, so that's why.
Amen, bro.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
Yeah.
Got you, man. I mean, that, you know, that was short and simple, but I know that's how you like it. That's fine.
Can I ask something about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
What does Johnny Blaze watch now? Does he watch combat sports? Does he watch just TV in general?
I mean, I'll watch UFC. I'm not a TV person, so.
Okay.
But I will watch like John Skyler on AEW, like, cause that's my buddy. Like, I'll watch him.
No, yeah, Skyler's great, man.
Yeah, and Brandon Paradise and Nick Kismet, like, I train them and they're still working today. I'll watch their stuff. But other than that, I don't.
Well,
I was watching the boxing last night.
Yeah.
Who was on last night? That Ruiz guy?
Jake Paul,
guy.
Man.
Jake Paul,
yeah,
Ben Askren, Frank Mir, Ric Flair was there doing this.
He pulled the heel contest. Jake Paul pulled the heel finish the other night.
I saw that.
Been asked
that guy gets the entertainment value of all that.
Right.
Well, Sinister has made it to the party if you want to add him, Dr. John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sinister.
Hang on. I don't think he got on just yet.
Oh.
Hello, buddy.
You should be
there. How everybody doing?
Sinister.
Hey, good to meet everybody, and sorry for being a little late.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right, man. I can't complain. Just finished cooking my meal prep for the rest of the week, so I'm good to go.
All right.
Heck yeah.
So, Sinister, when is that MMA fight you're supposed to have now? We forgot all about it.
It's supposed to be in July. They haven't gotten the date yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
they haven't. Yeah, but I've just been training, getting ready for it and stuff. And, you know, it's basically jiu-jitsu, it's grappling. So they wouldn't let the guys throw any strikes this time. So now it's more like grappling, Roman wrestling type collegiate deal.
Okay.
Good deal.
All right.
Well, we still want to come, so whenever you get that date, let us know.
That's
yeah,
in Georgia.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going to be in Georgia, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay,
the commissioner.
Augusta,
yeah, the commissioner don't move us out this time.
okay. Okay. Yeah. So, Juggalo Johnny Blaze, I'm surprised. I know you said the two guys that you sent earlier that you had good chemistry with. What about
I can add a third now that I think about it, which
okay.
some of you might know, Nick Fury. That was another one.
Oh.
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury,
one.
Yeah.
Nick Fury.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I was hoping you were going to say Darkness.
me and Darkness had some good matches together. I could probably add him to that list.
Yeah, listen, when I had my supposed retirement show, and he didn't hold back. He's coming. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
No, he's going to lay it in.
And then he hit me with the frog splash, and he hurt himself. It was hilarious, man.
I love Chase on like a whole different level, like a personal level. He's one of my best friends. Yes,
absolutely. We know that. I just thought you had to throw him in there because you know I love Kevin and Chase, and Chase is awesome. Chase
well, I don't
great
like giving
me.
Him credit. It might go to his head. So I don't want him.
Right. Yeah, you're correct about that.
Yeah.
But he's a great – y'all, listen, all y'all together showed me such hospitality when I came and visited y'all at the compound. It was great.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, I got nothing bad to say about none of y'all ever.
Yeah.
So you can pee on my Wheaties and I'd still love you.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're cool with us, we're cool with everybody, you know.
Exactly.
Good milk. There goes my breakfast.
It went your breakfast? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Pissed on Wheaties, apparently.
Yeah.
Right?
Delicious.
Hold the urine. Just give me the Wheaties.
Funny. Oh, my goodness. That was so good. So Johnny now, guys, his new passion is dirt track racing. And he
it's
loves
not a new passion.
I know.
It's not a
I'm
new
telling
passion.
These people. I know that, but I'm trying to build.
I put that on hold to try to live my dream out. You know?
Right, exactly. Right. So
that's
I mean,
awesome.
It's a passion, and you go to races often. And
yes.
You were saying you went this weekend. That you went yesterday, right?
I went Friday and last night, and was supposed to go tonight,
cool.
But I had this to do, so I didn't.
Oh, well, thank you so very much, sir. Hold your weekend.
I don't think this probably wouldn't have worked too good with all the loud 900 horsepower motors in the background.
No, we would have never heard you.
then you would be hearing a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
Hey, that
we
would
get
a lot of smoke tonight. No.
I got a question, though.
So,
who smoked?
What's that?
Who smoked?
That's a good question.
Again.
I don't know him.
I think it's Smokey and the Bantam. Wasn't he Smoke?
Well,
anyway.
Tony
I know a wrestler
Tony
from West Virginia
smoke?
Named Smoke. He did the whole Diablo
yeah,
Jr. under the hood thing.
So, who are some of the famous drivers this weekend that do NASCAR that still do sprint? Are there any?
Tony Stewart, Smoke. That's ironic. He was there all
wow.
weekend. And,
nice.
And Kyle Larson, the current NASCAR
wow.
driver.
Yeah.
He actually won
Kyle
Friday Larson. Night. Yeah.
Really? He came in second today.
Yeah.
But that's the whole weekend, man. I mean, you figure he got to do time trials and pole position
yeah.
for NASCAR, then turn around and jump
that's
in the
back. That's what he
does. I know. Well, that's his passion. I mean, if you're passionate about it, you're going to
yeah.
do it.
Yep.
You know?
Just like the crazies in the wrestling business, you're going to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Heard what a worker.
Jeff what a worker.
Injured on a bike stunt.
That is awesome. So, Susie, you got anything for Mr. Juggalo Johnny Blaze?
I recognize the voice, and I know the names that he mentioned with Magnum and all. I just wish I could put the face with the voice I'm hearing.
Yeah,
I don't think we crossed
paths too many times. I think I met you a couple times at OSCW like way back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I worked a ton of guys that you trained, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
If it's like
a
page, it was. I definitely teach them stuff. They have to learn how to lighten up on their own.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you need to teach them again because none of them were light.
they just follow their teacher.
I'd rather have it that way than the other way. So I
you're right.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you don't want to sell a super kick that missed you by 2.5 feet. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Preston. Excuse
yeah.
me. Tommy Feathers.
Yeah.
My buddy. I don't remember who Juggalo Johnny Blaze's partner was either. Because it probably was somebody they just threw together. They just threw together for that tournament.
Yeah, I think they just threw
the
match together for the tag tournament.
The funny thing was he had orange hair, and he was wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Yep.
He was wearing the jailhouse prison jumper.
One of the few workers that got to second base with Tommy Feathers in the center of the ring.
I don't know how few and far they were between, though.
Well, you know, there's a joke there somewhere, but I'm going to
slide in. He's safe.
Don't say slide in.
Right? Not in your prison orange jumpsuit. Don't say that.
Yeah, man, sounds like a Nails tribute there, man. That's awesome.
But the crazy thing is
we lost that match, and then that came out as a different gimmick and worked with somebody else against somebody else.
Oh, nice.
Right? Listen, Jay was good about going, hey, I need you to work again. Put this hood on.
And then pay you with a hot dog and a handshake.
Right? Or,
God bless you, brother.
Right? You going to come back next week? I like them queer boys.
Hey, you know it's a gimmick. Yeah, I know it's a gimmick. You queer boys are funny as hell.
That's all he would say every time we showed him. Oh, the show says the queer boys are here.
Sounds like Barnett.
Hey,
oh,
dude,
my boy.
I love Jay, though. Like, he gives
a lot of people
opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, if you want somewhere to work, like, you just walk in there and you'll work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's good. That's good for ring time. Like,
it is.
He didn't
absolutely
care.
Agreed.
He'd put you in the ring if you were with us all. Say, here you go. Have at it.
Yeah.
He gave a lot of people. He gave a lot of people opportunities that went on to do great things later on in the business.
Yeah,
so
of course.
You can't fault him for that at all. Not
no.
whatsoever.
Nope.
I love Jay. Jay took care of us too. So
yeah, and
he's
still running today.
This is
going to
be really interesting.
Yeah. I don't think they want us to show up there. Okay. They probably freak out.
Let's see. I'm going down memory lane here. Let's see. Me and Susie's been together. Me and you were almost together. What, 13, 14 years?
Yeah.
And then me and Dave were together a good decade.
Yeah, easy decade. Oh, yeah. It's fun. And, you know, and everybody's got something different to take away from this entire table because all of us have been intertwined in this business together. You know, Juggalo Johnny Blaze, late 90s, early 2000s kind of thing. Showing up in at Jay Eagles, Papa Stroh later with us, Feathers and I at least a decade. Same with Susie.
Papa Stroh might not even remember me. He slept on my couch one night.
That couch is great,
that's
too,
even
man.
Funnier.
That's better than my bed.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Awesome. John. I'm going to break in. I'm going to break in at the bottom of the hour and saying we're having the best party in all of wrestling right here on WLSC AM and FM, Loris Myrtle Beach, and on Pro Wrestling Interviews on the Internet. Be sure to join us, and we're having a great time. Sponsored by Transamerica, the best name in life insurance. Call 843-655-8775 to find out more. Back to you, Amazing Velvet.
All right.
Hey, anybody with the name Trans, I mean, we got a little.
People voice on.
Yeah, we got that Trans down, baby.
All we need is the violin music playing in the background like Melco 6.
Good Lord, this is so funny.
I got a question.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Johnny, who's like the best opponent you've had that, you know, maybe we wouldn't know about or
wouldn't know about?
Yeah. Well, either or.
The first match I've ever had in my life, and you'll know about them, it was Tom Brandy doing the Patriot gimmick. And this is up in New
Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brandy.
I've seen him.
And it was a three-way between me, him, and Sabu, and that was my very first match ever in my life.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm a big Sabu fan. That's cool.
And all they did the whole match was just throw me out of the ring because I had no right being there. it was kind of a fill-in thing because I was on the ring rental because that's what we did when we went through training. Like, we went on ring rentals every week. And, that was my first ever match.
Wow.
I remember those days.
Awesome. Awesome.
We
that
also did the ring rental for that Legends of Wrestling show down in the... Remember when Jake, like, did that whole... He was all drunk and...
Oh, yeah.
That Legends of Wrestling pay-per-view.
He won 2021.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, I was on the ring rental for that.
Oh, man.
I think it was in Arkansas or somewhere. I don't know where
right.
it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Great.
I've been around
so
for a minute.
You've got some great memories. Yeah, you've been around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, you have. You have.
There was a lot of extracurricular activities. I forget a lot of
around
things.
The block.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
No, say it ain't so. Come on.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's foaming at the mouth right now because I have his sippy cup and he wants it back.
I want to answer that guy's question. I would say Darkness is my favorite opponent that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people know Darkness.
Yeah,
like that kid has a ton of talent.
Yes, he does. Oh, my gosh, he does.
And he never went anywhere because of his gimmick and his look. And it's a shame because he's really good.
It is a shame. You're absolutely correct.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Darkness is one of a heck of a talent. He's one heck of a person. So,
yes,
I mean,
and will do anything you ask
it.
Him to do.
Yeah, with no question.
And then some, you know?
Yeah. Oh, he goes above and beyond.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's a shame that he hasn't. And it's a shame he hasn't made it farther than he has.
Exactly, and I totally agree with that.
Thank
you. Totally agree with that. That was a good question there, Steve. Awesome. So,
no problem.
So being back in Pennsylvania, getting to see racing and all that, will you ever come back to the Carolinas, or that's it? You're going to stay home and that's it?
Well, I plan on making a trip in June just to see some people, but other than that, probably not.
Never say never.
Well, never say never.
Yeah, that's true,
number
too.
One.
Never say never. You're right.
I don't blame you, man.
Two, and number two, there.
We're crazy down here.
Mr. Blaze. Number two, there's going to be a brew fest in Pittsburgh with 25 breweries and wrestling, and I've been
Uh-oh.
Asked to come up there. So if I come up there, you might have to make
okay.
a trip over to Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, well, you tell me if you're going to be there, and I will definitely come.
There you go. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
No doubt,
well,
man. Dave, I love you. I've known you for 20-some years.
I know, man.
Yes. I would definitely Yeah, it is because we're old.
Plot broke.
Right.
Crippled.
Crippled. A little worse for wear.
Just a little.
But I would definitely come, Dave. You let me know.
Cool. I will.
Yeah.
So that was a good that was a good answer because I figured when you left, when I remember when you left, and you know, you had to take care of your business and you had to go back, and I get that. And
yep.
and I always thought, is he gonna come back? I know you'll come back and visit when you can. I know that was a gimme. But that's a good answer because you know what? A lot of people can say whatever they want and give you the whatever answer. You're truly genuinely honest about it, so that's what I like about it.
I will. Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything or lie to you.
No.
I'll tell you if I'm coming or not.
Don't say
you
that.
You ain't even breathing hard, bro.
Please. See? I knew that was going to happen.
I mean, that's one of the problems with the wrestling business. People will lie right to your face, and that's one thing I don't miss.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
Oh,
no,
I don't blame you.
I think this whole room agrees with you on that sentiment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Course. Like,
you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. These kids only care about themselves, getting the money, getting the paycheck. They don't some. Now, that's not all of them, okay? The John Scottos of the world busted their ass and got to where they needed to be, okay? There's some of those. But then you got the ones that will sit on their cell phones during training or whatever, even if they're on a big-time promotion, whether it's TV or not, will be on their phones and not paying attention.
Yeah.
I remember.
Survivor Humperdinck used to tell me
before we'd go in the building. He's like, brother, let's go in here and see how many lies we can be told.
well, that's the thing. I've interacted with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in this business, and I probably have a handful of true, like, friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I guess that's just life in general, but that's definitely the wrestling business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but, you know, there's no more family, there's no more brother and sisterhood, as I see. It's a few. It's a select few. Or they have clicks, just a click here and a click there and whatever. We used to look out for one another. I got your back.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No.
They don't do that anymore.
Okay, Dr. John, I have somebody in the queue you might want to let on, and I'm going to introduce this person.
Yes, sir. I didn't see them.
Okay.
Way down there. Ah, there he is. 989, coming in.
Coming in hot. Are you there, sir?
I'm right here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The East Coast Gigolo himself, the founder of JBE, Jess Bradley Enterprises, Jess Bradley himself. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing good.
What's up,
you remember
you sexy devil?
Oh, God, I knew that was coming, too. Oh, my God. And, you know, and the funny thing, now listen, for everybody who doesn't understand the Jess Bradley character, this boy wore the pleather pants, the black boots, the little see-through shirt, pulled the shirt off, and everybody went crazy. He had a little bit of ass
dude.
On him at the time. And and he was managed by Reginald Vanderhoff, and he had a guy that was a zebra, I think, was his partner.
Oh, yeah.
Now you remember, don't you?
Yeah, I love Jason Willis, too.
I know you do.
That's my buddy.
Yeah. I have no
issue with him. Reginald Vanderhoff. Sorry.
I have no issue with him. Whatever he has, I have no issue. But anyway.
Yeah, he told me he has an issue with you, too. Let's hash this out right now and get you guys back.
Oh, here we go.
I said I don't have an issue. He has an issue. I don't.
Okay.
I don't know what the issue is.
Let's try to figure this out.
Okay. Well, you can facilitate
that. What is the issue?
I don't know.
Wrestling
you tell me.
Live right here. All right.
I don't know.
You don't know what the issue is.
No, Bob can him to be a
referee. Sounds like a new game show. What is your issue?
Right. Jeff Bradley can attest to this. He would come to
can
our
we get
show.
Dr. Phil on the line? Maybe he can figure it out.
Oh,
you draw four in reverse.
100, Bob.
Now, Jeff.
I'll be Dr. Phil
here. I'll be Dr. Phil.
Oh, good Lord.
All right.
We've
got a story about old Reginald, though.
Help
me, doctor. I need some help.
Let him talk. Let Jeff Bradley tell
his
story about Reginald
Vanderhoff. Like, I won't lie. Like, he's a good guy. Like, I don't understand what the issue would be.
It could have been anything, bro. When he came to us, are you going to tell the story, Jeff Bradley? Is that what you were getting to?
I was getting to his first show. He was scared. I mean, he was scared to death.
Go for it.
He wanted to get in the wrestling business. I said, you can be my manager. And I was a heel that night, and he's like, I don't even know what to say. I'll do all the talking. When we got done, when we got done, I think they had to escort us to the car. That's the night where that guy was sitting in the front row, and his wife was real big. And I said, the difference between me and you is I rode my hog here tonight, and you're sitting next to yours.
That's why I like Jason Willis, right there.
And Reggie's eyes about popped out of his head. It's like, I can't believe you just said that. That might have been the night that Preston hit him with a chair, too.
Well, we had some good times. Y'all had a great faction with him. He also, when he left JBE and went with Malachi, was really good. Now, I say when we gave Micah that Malachi gimmick, I'm telling you, that was hot.
Don't you mean Micah Steamboat?
Well, I'm talking Micah Steamboat, brother. You look like a steamboat.
Well, it was Makata. Was it Mikata
no,
before
Malachi? Right.
Malachi,
right, Mikata. Mm-hmm. We gave him the Mikata gimmick. It's funny because we gave him the Japanese gimmick, came out with a Japanese fight, but it worked. He was great at it. It was awesome. It worked.
Don't get a chop from that boy. He'll put you in the mood.
No. Yes, sir. But, I mean, going back to the Jason Willis thing, it could have been a number of things. All I remember was, Bob trained him to be a referee. He became a manager with us off and on, and he did the whole JBE thing, and then all of a sudden all the knives came out, and everybody went their separate ways except for me and Brad. Me and Jeff Bradley stayed together as long as we could. And then he ended up getting married again. And
why do you
always
bring that up?
Dude,
now,
how
Jeff?
Many times have you been freaking married? I mean, come on. I can't keep going the way.
Only three. They say third time's a charm.
Anyway. Oh, you got to tell Juggalo Johnny Blaze this story. Okay, we went to a show. We get out of the show. We went and partied. And Brad had an iLock Z28. Okay. Yeah, and I rock D28. You finish the story, Brad.
Oh. Is that when we got pulled over by the cops?
Yeah.
The time I pulled over on 526 and said, dude, you got to drive.
But then the cop walks up and he goes, do you know who I am? I'm Jeff Effin Bradley. And the cop looks at him and goes, yeah, and?
Who? Yeah,
and he goes,
pretty much,
and
who?
He goes, are you okay? Yeah. He goes, we just had to pull over. So funny. And cops got puzzled, just walked away, said, y'all be careful. And he goes, good, you got to drive now. Like I was any better to drive at that point. I mean, really. I was over there crying, laughing, hanging out the window at the other cop that walked over to the other side of the car. And I'm laughing my ass off. We've had some times now, all of us. All of us. Whether anything was in play or not, all of us. All of us. But that was fun. But again, all right, Juggalo Johnny Blaze, to be honest with you, if it happened more than 20 years ago, I couldn't tell you what it is.
Well, you don't want me to be honest, because I will be.
No, go for it.
About what? Like, are we trying to bury Jason right now?
No. I said I don't understand what it is what I said. I don't know what it is. I said if it was 20 years ago, I still don't know what it is. I can't remember
I don't know. No, I don't know. Like, I did his podcast last week, and I mentioned your name and told you that I loved you, which
right.
I do. And he said, well, there's some kind of heat. I didn't pry on the situation.
No.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Why don't you have Jason on your show? Or vice versa?
As long as it don't get ugly, I'm good with it. Because I don't know what it is.
I mean,
you know what
it should get ugly. Because that's more
you'll
of you.
Get ugly listening to you. You're so stupid. Let's get some instant heat real quick.
I'm not here to bury anybody. I'll just like you're my friend.
I'm not burying anybody.
He's my friend.
I don't have any issue with that. Have no issue with that at all.
You're both my friends,
well,
I would like to see maybe you guys can work together again. I don't know.
That would be good. He can definitely do that. I have no business is business. Yeah. I have no problem with that either.
Maybe, hang on,
go ahead.
Maybe, hey Dave, maybe he thinks you have heat with him, and you think he has heat with you. That's usually how it works. You just need to call him.
Yeah.
It'd be like Adam Sandler in Apollo Creed. You're trying to make up there. Like, I was wrong, you was right, you were good-looking, I'm ugly. As long as you remember that, we'll be cool.
Now, that's funny.
Tell you what, man, invite him to your show.
I will. I will do that.
Like, reach out. Like, you be the bigger man. Reach out.
Oh, I will.
I heard you had heat, brother. Like, let's try to air this out and see what we can do.
Okay. I have no issue with that. And then maybe
that's being a bigger man.
Right. We find Skippy, we might have a JBE reunion.
Oh, Lord.
He wouldn't do it. I don't even know where he's at.
He'd
want
to talk about UFOs and stuff.
Yeah, UFOs.
Well, how do you know?
We know some people like that, don't we?
No, you did not.
I know it's a zero UFO.
Oh, that was good. So, Todd, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, just what I did say is, like, I hear a round of kumbaya coming and some group hugs. Just saying.
All right. Free hugs. And, sounds like the Black Society. Free hugs.
And if we're back teenagers, a big old bottle of Mad Dog or Boone's Farm.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's
keep me away from tequila, man. Last time I had tequila, man, I was upside down in the trash can, man. Never again. Oh, my God. That party, oh, my God.
That's great.
Forget
that's
it.
Funny.
But honestly, a bottle between friends does solve a lot of problems.
It does.
Right. You're right.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
Thank you.
Sounds like what's this course over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, so. Y'all got me messed up. So, with all of that being said, is there anything you would like to say, announce, or just get off your chest real quick, like Juggalo Johnny Blaze? You got anything like you want to give some
yes,
something back
I do.
To the wrestling business?
Don't hold
them
back
do
now,
thing.
Brother.
Yeah,
go
ahead. Don't lose, man.
The wrestling business sucks today, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
Yeah.
The country sucks because everybody's so PC, and it just needs to get back to the roots and where it's at. Because I don't know if I can say this on your show, but we're a bunch of pussies nowadays. And it's
well, you said it, so it's all good now.
Yes.
Okay.
Too late
yes.
now.
Well, no, you're good.
We like the business just sucks. Like nobody buys into it anymore. Like.
Right.
Let's have
you're
some
right.
more Jason Willis's and Dynamite Dave's Heat, and invite them on your show.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I'll tell
today's
you what.
Today's wrestling is not about being able to wrestle. It's about being able to run your mouth. You know.
Yes, and that's not how
right.
it should be. Settle that in
no.
the ring.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. You know, everybody gets butt hurt today.
Yeah.
It's horrible, yeah. and that's why I don't watch it anymore, because it's just
yeah.
stupid.
Right.
It's that, and is there so how many finishers can you do in one match, and how many super kicks can be on one show? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
yeah.
A bunch of spot monkeys. That's all it is,
yeah.
and
exactly.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
there's,
I
like, no psychology,
Rocky
and I'm a big
no.
fan of psychology, and there's none.
No, there
yeah.
is none. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely 100% correct. And, you know, it just I have to give kudos to Jim Ross. Jim Ross will make comments on air, live TV, like, oh, here we go
that's
again.
That's the highlight of the
it.
Show, Jim Ross shooting on
he
everybody.
Goes,
great.
He goes,
because he's old school and he knows what he's talking about.
Right. He goes, oh, there's three or four hanging on the outside waiting for this monkey to jump off the top rope.
And he goes like
cow.
Another dive. Gee, we've
yeah,
seen that before.
He's funny, man. Because you know he sits
oh,
in this, his production meeting. He's probably shaking his head, going, "Oh my God, not this today." I mean, what
he's making his money though.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know, you can't fault him for that. Absolutely not.
No, it's
just
a shame where
it
the
is.
Business has gone. Like, it really is. Some things are good, but 90% of it is not.
No, I mean,
do
you, like
do
you
think
said,
it's...
Go ahead.
Can I ask something? Do you think it's
yeah,
just in the States or is it globally? Because I see you know, guys like Will Ospreay is like top champion in Japan, and a lot of old school guys don't like his work because you know how spotty he is. But do you think wrestling can get back to what it used to be in other countries,
no.
or are we too far gone?
No, it's gone.
It travels in circles.
Will Ospreay has all the talent in the world. He just doesn't know how to use it the correct way, and it's just a lost art. Like, wrestling's a lost art nowadays.
Because
yeah.
I think Walter is kind of a throwback to the old school, so
yes,
I feel 100%. Like there might
be a chance. I love Walter, yeah.
Oh, me too, man.
Because
me too.
Psychology, like, he's just, I'm a big mofo.
He's a throwback to William Regal.
Yes. Or even Andre, if you want to really think about it.
Right. Right, but he,
right.
You gotta see that Regal. They got a little Regal in him because yeah. Look at Regal. He was a guy that ground and pound you to death and hold you down and shut you up. You know,
and deceptively
you
strong.
Jump all over the place.
That guy
oh.
didn't look it, but he had the tendon strength. Man, he
yeah.
grabbed you, you just want to cry.
But that's the thing. That's gone, and you're correct. That order's gone. Psychology is gone. You might as well just
it'll never come back.
You don't think? You really don't?
Now they are all glorified stuntmen, like we all were back in the day. But now they really are, because they it's crazy.
It is. It is. I agree with
mm-hmm.
that. That's a. Oh my goodness! All right. Any final thoughts? I'm going to start with Susan Green.
Well, if you ever come to my school, I'll tell you what you think you know and what you learn from somewhere else, throw it out the door because you're going to learn it my way now.
Amen.
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 I'm right.
Yes.
I'm right. Okay. Tommy Feathers, any final thoughts?
Quit doing high spots in the middle of a damn match and end the match with a schoolboy with just your fingertips holding your opponent down. That's idiotic.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to do a
there'll
finish,
never be
end
another
the match
person
right
that
then and
braces.
Be done with it. Don't prolong the agony.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tommy,
goodness.
I think we're the only ones who ever lock braces together and hop around like we're idiots.
Yeah, locking knee braces with Susie Tex Green. That's called wrestling foreplay.
Yeah. Yes. Good Lord, have mercy. Papa Stroh's final thought.
Oh man, Blaze man, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight, man, and really enjoyed the interview and interacting with you, brother. Much love.
Definitely, man. Hey, you can come sleep on my couch anytime.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Love it. Jeff Bradley, final thought.
Brother, I'm just glad I'm not in jail.
I still love you, buddy.
We done some stuff, brother. We can't say that on this podcast. We might have to do another one.
And Susie, you know I love you, baby.
The truth, Juggalo Johnny Blade, the truth, Jeff Bradley and I should have been under the jail quite a few times. I'll
yes.
just leave it at that.
100%.
Jennifer, you still with us? I guess Sinister's not still with us.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Who hadn't gone? Oh, you're here. Give us the final thought, sir.
Say great show and much respect to Johnny. And I also want to say I love that song, Chicken Hunting, because every time I hear it, it makes me feel like I want to go slap somebody. And I just keep doing what you're doing, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. That's too good. Steve Logan, final thought.
Yeah, you can reach me at Slur Steven on social media. Appreciate the honesty from Johnny tonight.
Johnny, will you be back with us at another time?
Yeah, man, call
will
me anytime, as long as I'm not doing
right.
anything. Yeah, why not?
Right, well, okay, we'll set it up. Okay, and Todd Saxon, final thought, brother.
Hey, I want to bring up May 15th, the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We have... members of that class here on the show. There's a host of others. Be there, be square. Over.
Yeah. Yes, the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame will be at Holy City Brewery in North Charleston, South Carolina, May 15th from 12 to 5. Susan Green is an inductee. Papa Stroh's an inductee, and including myself. It's going to be a good time. By all
talking about blowing
fest.
Smoke.
That's right. Blow, hey, get out there, bro. I can't breathe. I'm hoping that my tag team partner will come and induct me into the Hall of Fame. That would be awesome if he can make it.
Well, I'm still in physical therapy.
Okay, well, you got to let me know. Keep me informed, brother. And we're going to have a good time. There is an after party. already planned for all the inductees that stay in town. Next week we're going to start our countdown to the Hall of Fame, so we're going to have Hall of Fame inductees on this show from now until – it'll be 2 weeks in a row we'll have all the Hall of Fame inductees hopefully on this show. So, Dr. John, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. We'll take it away, Pro Wrestling Interviews, same time next week. Thanks to WLSC AM and FM Loris. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
All right, guys. Have a good night.